This is Toby Sumter with your Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Tuesday, November 17, 2020. Today we hear about Trudeau's plan to use COVID to reset the economy. U.S. governors scramble to be as tyrannical as Trudeau. One attorney says that millions of votes were transferred from Biden to Trump. What hackers made of voting machines last year, and NPR is diligently reporting on some kind of election fraud. First up, Trudeau says COVID is an opportunity to reset. Listen.
Building back better means getting support to the most vulnerable while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the SDGs. Canada is here to listen and to help. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change.
This isn't really conspiracy theory stuff, right? If they're just coming out and saying it, right? Right? I mean, that means it's mainstream now. I mean, they really are trying to reset everything. This comes as COVID cases surge around the country and governors attempt to lock their states back down. Governor Newsom, California, announced Monday that 94% of California would be moved back into the state's most restrictive coronavirus tier. That's the color purple for those of you paying attention at home. This bans most of what is called non-essential indoor restaurants, bars, activities. I don't know what California's purple means for churches. In Oregon, Governor Brown has ordered a two-week freeze on all restaurants and gyms. And Washington tyrant Governor Inslee, not to be outdone by his coastal neighbors, has ordered all gyms shut down, stores limited to 25% capacity, including churches with a 200-person maximum with masks and no singing. No, none. Okay, you can have a soloist, so long as that soloist is far, far, far away and wearing a gas mask or hazmat suit. Vermont Governor Scott also banned multifamily gatherings starting last Friday, inside or outside. He says that means no dinners with friends, no parties, and even taking a walk with the neighbor is out. But at the same time, retail, restaurants, and gyms can stay open. Scott says it's because public spaces have more regulations and they can be more surgical with restrictions after reviewing what caused the increase in community spread. There are guidelines there. There isn't much for interactions with your neighbor, Scott said, so it's all out. No parties, no dinners, no walks. And you guessed that Michigan is trying to keep up with all the Trudeauian tyranny as well. Michigan health officials on Sunday announced a new set of restrictions. The order limits bars and restaurants to outdoor dining, carry out, and delivery only. Casinos and movie theaters will be closed. Gyms are allowed to remain open, but group classes are prohibited. They will be counting how many people are doing yoga with you. And what are you doing yoga anyways? High schools and universities must conduct all classes remotely according to the order. Indoor gatherings and residents are limited to 10 people from two households. Oh, really? So you care about what households are now. We need to really be pressing this. I mean, I'm part of the household of faith, the household of God. And who are you to define what my family is? You bigot? While outdoor gatherings are limited to 25 people, as long as they can practice social distancing, a magic number of 6 feet invented by a high school girl's science project. Most of these states have also included limiting private gatherings for Thanksgiving and Christmas. The mayor of Chicago has told city residents to just cancel their plans now. No. What do these governors think was going to happen? Epidemiologists have been saying from the beginning that this virus, like all viruses of its kind, must spread through a large chunk of the population before burning out. This typically happens through what is called herd immunity. Elderly and immune-compromised folks certainly seem to be at higher risk and are welcome to self-isolate. And let's give them the space. But this insanity is only prolonging the inevitable and destroying human lives in the process, not to mention our economy and our freedom. Have you bought the price of panic yet, Jay? You guys need to get it. Just get it. Price of panic, Amazon, buy now. Just do it. You need to support these guys, but also get the facts on your side so you can edumacate these people. But notice what is not being mentioned in any of these stories. What's the actual hospitalization rate? My governor, Governor Little in Idaho, just backed us back to stage 2, which is just kind of annoying. He says hospitalizations are at a record. Well, for COVID, right, because we've never had COVID before. But I mean, seriously, I'd like to see it compared to flus. I would like to see it compared to some of our bad flu seasons. Maybe it's even a little bit up over that. But seriously, what is the hospitalization rate? What is the death rate? It turns out it's plummeting. All we're told is that surging cases could, might, maybe, perhaps overwhelm hospitals. But that's what they said back in March and spent millions of dollars on overflow hospital facilities that never got used. Never. Millions and millions of dollars. But bottom line is that if people in these states simply submit, you are giving your liberty away. If you live in Washington or a state that is trying to lock down worship services and prohibiting singing, you need to go to church this Sunday, preferably without a mask, and worship God. Sing extra songs. Make them come and close you down. If you're not able or willing to do that, then get out of Washington. Leave your state. Make a stand or make plans to make a stand, but don't just sit there. Also, you should be planning big, festive Thanksgiving dinners. Just plan it. Make them come and be the bullies they're acting like. Of course, you should count the cost, but all we need are like 15 or 20 of these incidents to go viral on social media, and the police will not have the stomach for it. Same thing goes for breaking up worship services. Take your phones, have them ready to record, and if they come, be respectful, be kind, and be firm, and film it all, and then share, share, and share some more. Folks, do you wish you had one-stop news source that covered all current events from a distinctively biblical worldview? Do you wish you could listen and watch the news at any time, day or night, from a source that was committed to telling you the truth about what's going on in the world and have a no-holds-barred biblical analysis to accompany it? You tired of woke scolds and latte theologians nuancing everything to death? Do you wish Christian media was a little bit more, rowdy? That's what Cross Politic is all about, and we need your help to continue growing the Fight Laugh Feast network. The best way you can help is by becoming a Fight Laugh Feast club member today. Many of you already have, and it has allowed us to grow so much already, but if you're tired of legacy media cramming their pagan worldviews down your throat and social media censoring views they don't approve of, support Cross Politic as we build a Christian media platform and network committed to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and knocking down idols. Also, we like to laugh and drink beer. Support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight Laugh Feast Club member today. Go to fightlaughfeast.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Attorney Sidney Powell says millions of votes were changed.
We're fixing to overturn the results of the election in multiple states, and President Trump won by not just hundreds of thousands of votes, but by millions of votes that were shifted by this software that was designed expressly for that purpose. We have sworn witness testimony of why the software was designed. It was designed to rig elections. He was fully briefed on it. He saw it happen in other countries. It was exported internationally for profit by the people that are behind Smartmatic and Dominion. They did this on purpose. It was calculated. They've done it before. We have evidence from 2016 in California. We have so much evidence, I feel like it's coming in through a fire hose. Well, let me put it this way. First of all, I never say anything I can't prove. Secondly, the evidence is coming in so fast, I can't even process it all. Millions of Americans have written, I would say, by now. Definitely hundreds of thousands have stepped forward with their different experiences of voter fraud. But this is a massive election fraud, and I'm very concerned it involved not only Dominion and its Smartmatic software, but that the software essentially was used by other election machines also. It's the software that was the problem. Even their own manual explains how votes can be wiped away. They can put, it's like drag and drop Trump votes to a separate folder and then delete that folder. It's absolutely brazen how people bought this system and why they bought this system. In fact, every state that bought Dominion for sure should have a criminal investigation, or at least a serious investigation of the officers in the states who bought the software. We've even got evidence of some kickbacks, essentially. Well, the CIA and the FBI and other government organizations have received multiple reports of wrongdoing and failures and vulnerabilities in this company's product. Their own manual, if you sat down and read it, would explain how and why no honest person would use this system. And it's not just Dominion. There are other companies in the voting machine business in this country, too, that may very well and are likely using the same software. We've detected voting irregularities that are inexplicable and align with these problems in other states that think they have valid systems. But the people who bought the Dominion system for sure knew exactly what they were getting. It should never have been installed anywhere. And we are going to show the public exactly how rotten the entire state is. We have a sworn statement from a witness who knew exactly how it worked from the beginning, why it was designed to work that way, and saw when things started shutting down and they started, you know, stopped counting the votes here, that was the same play that had worked in other countries.
Well, we'll just have to watch that, won't we? She never says anything that can't be backed up. Last year, hackers broke into voting machines easily. So maybe Attorney Powell has a point. Washington Post ran a story back in August 12, 2019. The link is in the show notes. So this is a little over a year ago. And the Washington Post story begins. Las Vegas, as Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat from Oregon, toured the voting village on Friday at DEF CON, the world's hacker conference extraordinaire. A room full of hackers applied their skills to voting equipment in an enthusiastic effort to comply with the instructions they had been given. Please break things. House Democrats have introduced two bills that would require paper records to back up voting machines, mandate post-election audits, and set security standards for election technology vendors. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, has repeatedly blocked votes on the bills, saying election security is the province of the states. Now, that's an interesting claim. It's true that the states are in charge of their elections, but, you know, this is the wild, wild west of internet and technology, and we really do need to sort this out. Interesting, though, isn't it, that the Democrats were the ones initially pushing for paper records and post-election audits, and it was Republicans, Mitch McConnell, saying, no, 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 states' rights, and my, how the tables seem to have turned. At the Voting Village, nestled in a ballroom in the sprawling Planet Hollywood Convention Center there in Las Vegas, hackers put the machine's weaknesses on display with playful flourishes, overtaking one electronic poll book to play the first-person shooter game Doom on it. I remember that game. Or leaving Neon Cat, a Japanese meme, sailing across the screen of another made by VR systems. The Voting Village has faced extreme pushback from voting equipment companies and government officials in the past. They've argued that the free-for-all environment at DEF CON doesn't replicate the realities of security on Election Day. Oh, really? The realities of security on Election Day. Great. The National Association of Secretaries of State condemned the exercise as, quote, unrealistic. This would have been 2018. And Election Systems and Software, one of the major voting machine vendors, sent a letter to its customers making the same argument. Well. Meanwhile, NPR is diligently reporting election rigging in New Zealand for their Bird of the Year competition. Right. Yeah. So we have this election just hanging in the balance, and NPR is like, guys, there might have been election rigging in New Zealand's Bird of the Year competition. Gasp. Evidence of election rigging has roiled New Zealand's Bird of the Year competition after a case of ballot box stuffing has threatened to derail avian democracy. This is from the NPR site. I think they must be at least a little bit aware of how ridiculous they are. Suspicion began when organizers received more than 1,500 votes sent from the same email address early Monday. Each vote was in favor of the same little spotted kiwi, according to a statement from Forest and Bird, a conservation organization that runs the election. That is an amazing bird. It deserves all the support, but unfortunately, these votes had to be disallowed, and they've been taken out of the competition. Forest and Bird spokeswoman Laura Keown told NPR's Weekend Edition. This is Toby Sumter with Cross Politic News. Remember to send us stories and articles that you think we should cover to news@crosspolitic.com. You can find this and all our shows at crosspolitic.com or on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight, Laugh, Feast. Also, if you want to rock your Fight, Laugh, Feast bona fides, visit rowdychristian.com for shirts, hats, hoodies, beanies, post-mill coffee, and more. Also, did you hear we started a new magazine? 4 issues a year for $40. Subscribe yourself. Subscribe your pastor. Subscribe Tim Keller. I don't know. Fight Laugh Feast, flfnetwork.com, product, and then click on Fight Laugh Feast magazine, subscribe. Support Rowdy Christian Media, become a Fight Laugh Feast club member, and get your very own Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt and access to all the talks at our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference, as well as God and Government, Eschatology with Gary DeMar, Pastors and Politics, as well as Parenting Basics with Pastor Wilson and his wife, as well as our very own Worldview Shotgun series. Go to fightlaughfeast.com. Have a great day.